A good Erev Shabbos to everyone. Welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. A big thank you to our generous sponsors, Mendy and Zipporah Fishman, Yiskus V'Chayivka, Bas Zipporah Fedor, Memory of Evelyn John Dusak, Yaakov Sufin, David Aryeh. Also, this week's Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is sponsored generously by Dr. Carmi and Lee Stavlin, commemoration of the 10th year at site of Carmi's beloved father, Dr. Emmanuel Mordechai Stavlin, Emmanuel Mordechai Ben Yehoshua Tzvi. Today's Neshama should have an Aliyah. It's almost time for Shabbos. Here comes that siren, and let us get ready. We last left off, we've been learning Rav Itcher Meyer's Bayam D'Rachacha, the new beautiful Sefer on Shabbos. First of all, if you've not signed up for our Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos WhatsApp group, to be able to know the shiur schedule, to get a link to past and upcoming shiurim, and to get some bonus material, go to RabbiEfraimGoldberg.org/WhatsApp. RabbiEfraimGoldberg.org/WhatsApp. So we last left off. Bayam D'Rachacha, Rav Itcher Meyer has been telling us the many stages we have to prepare for Shabbos. You have to get ready in so many different ways, in so many different manners. You have to shop, you have to cook, you have to prepare, you have to set the table, you have to prepare ourselves. You also have to be learning about Shabbos, orienting ourselves around Shabbos. We also have to be purifying ourselves and preparing for the holiness, the sanctity, to become a clay kibul, to become a vessel that can receive and that can accept the Shabbos, that can hold the light of Shabbos. All of these are different ways that we prepare and we get ready for Shabbos. And with this, he ends the introduction and he begins the actual Sefer. Now, if you asked me, if I were writing a Sefer about Shabbos, where would you begin? Maybe you'd begin about Wednesday morning. The Shir Shiyom of Wednesday morning is Lechu Neranana, the end, because Wednesday is really the beginning of Erev Shabbos. Maybe you'd start with Friday, how to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, that would be the beginning of the Sefer. Maybe you'd start with Mincha or Kabbalah Shabbos or candlelighting or Kiddush. That's the many possibilities I would consider when starting a Sefer about Shabbos. But that is not where Rav Itcher Meyer starts. Where he starts is Motzei Shabbos. He starts by talking about the mentality, the attitude, how to get ready on Motzei Shabbos. Kasher Reb Chaim Vital Maschas Dvar Shal Shabbos Kodesh B'Sifro Shara Kavanos, and he does so following the precedent of Reb Chaim Vital. When Reb Chaim Vital begins his Sefer Shara Kavanos about Shabbos, who Maschal Benosei Mahi HaAvoda Shal Motzei Shabbos, what is the effort? What is the work? What is the attitude when it comes to Motzei Shabbos? V'Umadgish V'Omer Sha'atam Shu Maschal Davke B'Inyanei Motzei Shabbos Hu Ki Miyad B'Motzei Shabbos Kvar Maschilin Sheshes Miachol. The moment you make Havdalah and you go from the sanctity and the holiness of Shabbos back into the weekday, you've already begun the preparation for the next Shabbos. Ukvar maschila avodas ha'achana l'Shabbos haba. Saturday night is not just Motzei Shabbos. Saturday night is also Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. It's an amazing mentality, an incredible attitude. Erev Shabbos is not only on Friday when you wake up, you turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is not just Thursday because you've got to plan and shop and cook. Erev Shabbos doesn't just begin from Wednesday when you can no longer say Havdalah of the previous week and Lechu Neranana. Erev Shabbos begins Motzei Shabbos. We start it all again. We get ready all over again. We take what we got out of the past Shabbos and we use it to build momentum, to prepare, to create traction into the Shabbos that is to come. Uvizehu poseach lanu histaklus chadasha. And with this, Rav Chaim Vital gives us a new attitude, a new perspective, a new view about Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. Hu omer lanu, he says, al tistaklu al Motzei Shabbos, kisiyam vishirayim shal Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is not just the leftovers, maybe you're eating leftovers, but Motzei Shabbos is not just the leftovers, the shirayim of Shabbos. Al tistaklu al halacha shal Motzei Shabbos, kipius al istaklus al Shabbos. It's not a concession, a consolation prize. We feel bad for you, we're sad for you, there's no more Shabbos, so we'll give you Motzei Shabbos. Get together, shtikam alava malka, eat a little something, sing a little something, light a few candles, you'll feel a little better that you've lost Shabbos. No! Al tistaklu al Motzei Shabbos kitchilas avoela. Tistaklu al Motzei Shabbos kitchilas avoda chadasha shal shavua chadash. Shabbos is over, great! Let's get ready. Let's plan. Let's start. Let's anticipate. Let's count down. What went right? What went wrong? What can we repeat? What should we never do again? How can we bottle and expand? And how can we build upon? So when is Erev Shabbos? It's a great riddle. Ask it around the Shabbos table tonight. When does Erev Shabbos begin? Is it Friday? Is it Mincha? Is it Thursday night? Is it Thursday? Is it Wednesday? When does Erev Shabbos begin? The answer, says Rav Chaim Vital, is Erev Shabbos begins on Motzei Shabbos. So that's why he begins his Sefer from here. It's hard to have a great next Shabbos if you're not already orienting and thinking about it on Motzei Shabbos. Now, I'm not suggesting you have to start working on the drasha on Motzei Shabbos. I'm not suggesting you have to start the shopping list and the menu on Motzei Shabbos. But I am suggesting that the week revolves around Shabbos. A Jew's orientation is around Shabbos. And here, let's leave Rav Itcher Meir. I want to take you to another beautiful sefer. It's a sefer Likutei Emunas Itecha on Shabbos that was put out fairly recently. Beautiful volume of Emunas Itecha, Rav Moshe Wolfson, on Shabbos. And he says the following. He quotes from the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. The students of the Baal Shem Tov had the following tradition. Tzarech letzapos liyam haShabbos b'chol yimos haShavua. One has to long for and look forward to and anticipate. You know when you start thinking about your next vacation on the way home from the previous vacation? Does that mean we don't like work? We love work. It's a calling, not a career. It's a passion. But we also long for that vacation. And you look forward, you anticipate, you count down. L'havdil Shabbos is that weekly interruption, disruption. It's that vacation. It is that immersion in what really matters. It is the return to the Makor HaBracha. So therefore, what does that mean? This tradition from the Baal Shem Tov. What does it mean to look forward, to long, to anticipate all week long? Listen to what he says. Uve'ez ha'nachas tefillin yechavein shebizchus ha'mitzvah tisayel l'kabel or Shabbos. Everything you do all week long. All of the mitzvos that we do, all the preparations we make, all of the gashmias we work hard to amass and accumulate, it's all through the prism of Shabbos. So a Jew puts on their tefillin and they say, in the merit of putting on my tefillin, I should have a beautiful Shabbos. Be'ez ha'tefillah, when you're davening, I daven, let it be a restful and a beautiful and an uplifting and an enriching Shabbos. Netilas yadayim l'seuda, I'm washing my hands for a meal. Oh, I can't wait to wash my hands for the meal on Shabbos. Birchas ha'motzi, right now I'm just having a sandwich. Right now I'm having a lafa. Right now I'm having a wrap. But Shabbos, I can't wait for that challah, that lechem mishnah. Kishiyoshev lasag b'torah, you're sitting down to learn. You go into the daf yomi. Oh, it's a vachadika daf yomi. My head's in it, but I'm also out the door. I've got to run. I've got to go. I can't wait till Shabbos when I review the daf yomi, when I immerse myself in learning, when I'm sitting at the chabura or the shir, and I have nowhere else to go. Ayideze yekli mukshal akabos kedushas Shabbos. So you don't first wake up and start thinking about Shabbos on Friday or Thursday night, but already beginning on Motzei Shabbos at Rav Chaim Vital. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, a tradition from the Baal Shem, all week long, everything we do is oriented, is filtered through the prism of Shabbos Kodesh. It says, Zachar, Yom HaShabbos, and the Gemara talks about Shammai HaZaken. On Sunday, he would buy a beautiful piece of meat, but then on Monday, if he found a more beautiful piece, he'd say, we'll eat the first one, we'll save the second one. And each day, whatever he found, whatever was nicer, his whole week, it was all, I found the Geshmak Dvar Torah, perfect for Shabbos. I made a great dip, perfect for Shabbos. I have a great idea, a great menu, a great recipe, perfect for Shabbos. I found a great provocative question that will stimulate great conversation, perfect for Shabbos. Everything is oriented around saving it and dedicating it and preparing it for Shabbos. Shekol Shavua Ya'ochel Lechvot Shabbos. So when you eat the lesser piece of meat and save the better one, the whole week is oriented around Shabbos. Shishas Yamim Tasa Malacha. Says the Torah, 6 days you do work. What it means, what's the work you're doing? So this is the tradition of the Baal Shem. Sheishas yamim ta'aseh melacha, hakavana l'malachos ha-mitzvos k'malim ha-torah tefila. The 6 days that we're working, normally we understand to mean, what does it mean 6 days that we work and then we get Shabbos? It means 6 days we go to work. You're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you're a business person, whatever you do, you're working at home, taking care of raising a family. Whatever you're doing for work, we work, and the reward of the Makor Bracha is Shabbos. But the Baal Shem understood differently. Sheishas yamim ta'aseh melacha, you do the work of orienting your life around Shabbos. You do the work of while putting on tefillin or sitting down to learn or saying Tehillim or shopping in the supermarket or whatever's going on, orienting it around Shabbos. Umaysa tov ben adam l'chavero. Every interaction, every conversation, the friendships that are blossoming, that are growing. Oh, how can I spend time? Can we have them over? Can we start a chavrusa? Will we sit outside? Boca Raton, December. Will we sit outside and enjoy Shabbos afternoon together? Vayideze nizke uvayom ashvi yelachem kodesh. So when sheshesh yamim ta'aseh melacha, when you do the hard work about thinking about Shabbos all week, then v'yom ashvi yelachem kodesh. Only, said the Baal Shem, only when you do the hard work about thinking about Shabbos all week, can on Shabbos you get the payoff, the payday. Only then will you have v'yom ashvi yelachem kodesh. Yelachem kodesh. So Shabbos, Erev Shabbos doesn't begin on Friday. Erev Shabbos begins on Motzei Shabbos, and that's why that is where we're going to begin. That's where Rav Itcher Meir begins, that's where Rav Chaim Vital began. So we start to get ready Motzei Shabbos. Right after Havdalah, you start to think about what went right, what went wrong, what can we work on, who do you want to invite? what will be great about the following Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is already begins on Motzei Shabbos. Wishing everyone a beautiful, a happy, a healthy, a gavaldik, a geshmak, an incredible Shabbos, an Erev Shabbos, a beautiful Motzei Shabbos. The whole world is Bechina Shabbos. Our whole week should be the serenity, the peace, the tranquility, the joy, the satisfaction of Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos.